Britain feels broken, but how do we fix it?
Westminster just doesn't seem to have the answers, but we have found some people who do.
Join me, journalist Becca Hudson.
And me, the former MP Ed Vasey, for How I'd Fix.
From the price of a pint to the housing crisis, this is the show where we take an alternative look at the problems plaguing the nation.
And hear practical solutions from those in the know. Catch new episodes of How I'd Fix wherever you get your podcasts. Rebuilding Britain starts here.
This is Talk Radio.
Man alive, it is quiet around here. This is the Late Night Alternative. I'm Catherine Boyle. I'm always here. But usually you'll hear Ian Lee a bit more. Ian's taking a couple of days off just to get his head together. In the meantime, it's you and me, kid. 0344 499 1000. We've got all sorts to talk about tonight. I could give you loads and loads of topics, but you and I both know what's going to happen in that someone will ring up and all that stuff will fly out of the window. So let's keep our powder dry and have a quick word with a new caller to the station, Alan Caddick. Hello, Alan Caddick.
I'm a new caller,
Cam. What's going on, Alan?
Hello, bud. I'll tell you what, the football's been amazing tonight.
Oh, good.
Bum, 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 Magnificent Seven.
Okay.
England beat Montenegro 7-0 tonight at Wembley.
Phew,
in a one-sided game.
I knew I felt special. They should beat Montenegro, shouldn't they?
But I didn't expect it. I want to be 3-0, not 7-0.
Good grief, that is a drubbing.
Well, Harry Kane got a hat-trick.
Gosh, well, that is his job, isn't it?
Well, he is the captain.
Exactly. He'll be pleased then.
So they're qualified for the European Championships next season.
Whoop.
Well, and you know, with big tournaments, we always choke.
Yeah. So don't get too excited, Alan Caddick. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to lose by penalties to the Germans, like we did in Euro 96.
Yeah.
And it seems all right, but the man that missed the penalty is managing the England team.
Oh.
Gareth Southgate.
Mm. I don't care about football, Alan.
Anyway, what topic have we got tonight, Kath?
All right, here we go. Here's what we got. I'm glad you asked. It's very interesting that you should ask me that, because right now I'm just checking what I said earlier on. Not that it's going to make any difference whatsoever. A boy who's obsessed with a plastic head.
Yeah.
Right, this is about a little boy who is inseparable. His mum gave him, you know those like heads that hairdressers practice on? Like a mannequin head?
Yeah, the head you go practice hairdressing on.
Yeah. Exactly, the head you practice hairdressing on. She gave it to him to play with so he could play with its hair. He's become obsessed with it, takes it everywhere, and he sort of carries it round, a bit like the headless horseman.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. It really is a treat. But that's what kids do. They sometimes get obsessed with things and not necessarily the beautiful toy that you spend ages picking out. They will, you know, there was a girl I was a kid with, and I remember she was obsessed with, she had like this baby grow that she'd stuff with a tea towel.
Yeah.
That was her thing.
With me, when I was younger, we used to get a Christmas hamper and I wasn't interested in the food. I would just play with the box.
Exactly, Alan. Exactly.
I would make a car out of it.
Yeah, I've done that. That's good. Right, the other thing we can talk about is funerals for the living. In Korea, they are making people realise that there is still lots to life and that there are brilliant things still to be had and that people care about them by having a funeral while they're still alive. Would you fancy that?
Well, it depends on which Korea it is. Is it North Korea or is it South Korea?
You don't have to go to Korea, but you do have to sit in a coffin.
I wouldn't want to be buried alive. Can I look at Max Bonnet, what happened to him in EastEnders? When Tanya buried him alive.
That sounds nasty. I don't think they bury you alive. I think you just lie in the coffin while people say nice things.
What, a fake funeral?
Boom.
Well, I mean, but people could be really nasty and say what they really think of you, and you could get hurt by that.
But, on the other hand, you could know exactly what kind of toads you were surrounding yourself with and start afresh.
And then, when they finish being nasty about that, you could break up and you could be really bitchy about them.
Boom. Exactly.
I mean, if Ian did that to you, how would you feel about that?
Unsurprised. Also, there's one here about a dog that fell out of the sky.
Good new means of a term raining cats and dogs.
Oh, Alan Caddick, this is why we pay you the big bucks. Thanks for ringing.
Thank you.
Night. 0344 499 1000. Hello, Alexander.
Hello, I'm eating some watermelon slices. They're very delicious.
Good. They're good for you as well. Very nutritious.
Indeed.
Do you eat the seeds or do you spit them?
Sorry, what was it? Seeds. I ate the seeds, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it does any harm.
I've already had my appendix out, but it's grown back by now. So, basically, I'd like to talk to you about royalties tonight.
Why?
Because I'm Princess Diana's son.
Okay.
Diana, not Diana.
Okay.
From a different multiverse in the Multex.
All right, and how's that working out for you?
It's good, but I was Alexander the Great in this universe.
Yeah.
And currently I'm being held at Highgate Mental Health Clinic.
Aha.
So I'd like a protest, please.
You'd like a protest?
Yeah, to get me out tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow that you need to be out for?
I'm starting filming my movie with my father.
Right, okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of plans.
I have a lot. Do you want me to just read some of them off to you? I've got, in fact, a whole bunch. One's TEEPEE24.com.
Oh, I remember this one.
And yeah, anybody who loses their job at the NHS is welcome to come and work for me.
Okay.
And let's see what else I've got. I've got a new Starship Enterprise movie.
Yeah. And what happens in that?
Q, you know who Q is?
Yeah,
LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Q is actually a member of Starfleet from the year 3000.
Right.
But he's 10,000 years old.
Right.
And he is working with the Borg to make sure that everybody is saved, because resistance is futile. The reason why resistance is futile, in fact, you know what's better? If I just read you the story right now.
Oh, I don't know whether we've got time for the whole story, because I bet it's a long one.
It's only about 400 words.
All right, go on then.
Let me get it out. Okay. It began with... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry, I thought you said it began with Kearney. I thought that was like a futuristic name, but I get, you know, I can hear you. Can you come a little bit closer, just so we can get the full...
It began with a silent crush of ice on the teeth of a shapeshifter.
Right.
Nothing scary. She's only just a giver of love. She trusted too many, and as a result, her world of Vulcan was destroyed by Romulus.
Same.
From time to time, humans change their resemblance in order to protect themselves from enemies, such as the case of the first humans sent to Earth to protect themselves from the chemical dangers created by the Hadish. The Hadish are a dangerous group of individuals whose biggest enemy is the Borg. Soon the Borg will make peace with all life, as the Borg were created by the Vulcans, and the Borg Queen is mother of Spock, wife of Sarek. The reason why resistance is futile is because resistance ends in death. All Mother wanted to do was bring everybody back, including the humans who started this great war. The Hadish were the creation of Ultron of Atlantis. In order to stop the war, nanotechnology was modified to poison the dinosaurs, and an asteroid was magnetically pulled into Earth's atmosphere in order to save the Vulcans and the humans. If the humans would have waited until Zeus said it was okay to go to the planet, the war would have never started. But a few unruly humans decided they wanted to have sex with primates, and that was considered by Zeus to be rape.
Well,
and Lucifer
fell
with his co-conspirators, and Zeus was left in the heavens with his son Thor to plan the ultimate revenge against Loki, his brother, a.k.a. Lucifer. It wasn't only Zeus in heaven with Thor. It was his mother, his grandmother's mother, his grandmother's mother, and her mother too, and all the good Elohim. In order to survive in deep space, humans need to evolve. They evolved with the help of Ultron in Earth 679 in the Infinite Multex. Multex is an infinite universe. It's all connected via black holes and white holes. Black holes lead to dangerous universes. White holes lead to safe universes. And within each being, each universe, there exists another universe. Donald J. Trump's grandson, Jonathan Archer, was instrumental in creating the United Federation of Planets of Vulcans. His daughter, Tiffany, marries Alexander Newton.
Gosh.
And their child is Jonathan Archer.
Is that the end, or is that... That sounds like it's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. That's how much I've written so far, but I wrote it today in 45 minutes.
I bet. Well, it's good that you keep them busy in there.
Now, I'd just like to really make sure that everybody knows that I have a job for everybody,
when Brexit happens. So there's no need to worry about Brexit. In fact, go and vote for Brexit.
Okay, right. That'll do. Thank you very much, Alexander. 0344 499 1000. I mean, we can't really have people recruiting for various companies on this show. Mostly because you guys are mine. And if anyone's going to be putting you to work, it will be me. Hey, Giselle.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for the single.
Oh, you're welcome. I take it you haven't listened to it, if you're still thanking me.
I have listened to it once. Inside.
That's probably enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
For now, you've got to keep it special.
Well, yeah, you know, and I'm... We are very pleased with the platinum membership card.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. So number 52.
Right, that's the first couples-based platinum membership card we issued. So you are going to have to stay together, or there will be quite a fiercely contested custody battle, I can see on the horizon. That's all I'm going to say to you, Giselle.
I will let him know. We would have to... a guillotine right through the card.
Or draw up some kind of agreement now while you're still friends.
How are you?
I'm all right. You haven't rung for ages. What's been going on with you?
Well, you know, new relationship and that, you know.
Oh God,
things
busy,
good in personal life, you know. But it just, I'm a bit frustrated at the minute. I've had a migraine for like most days in the last sort of maybe 3 weeks, and it's been driving me a little bit spare.
Yeah.
So that's been, and I'm not entirely sure why, and so I have to kind of come off any medication that might be causing it, which has the potential to cause more.
Yeah.
And then review it without anything to prevent it, and then kind of go through that and figure out any triggers, which is difficult. So. That's been fun, and I'm also waiting to hear back about a job, which I'm supposed to hear back about this week. And it's like one more day this week in terms of a working week, and I'm kind of trying not to stress.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the thing, right? People don't ring back when they say they will these days. That's something I've noticed, especially with jobs.
Well, I've been told I'll hear back either way.
Right.
But it would further my professional development. Which would be quite beneficial because there are certain limitations I have on what I can do professionally at the moment, and it would be kind of quite good to further that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just kind of...
This is the thing, you start to imagine yourself in it, don't you, and you just want them to let you know whether it's going to happen or not.
Yeah, either way would be good to know. But, yeah. You know, I'm not exactly bad, I'm just kind of...
It's there at the back of your mind.
I'm just kind of going, you know.
Is it somewhere nearby? Are you going to have to move or what?
No, it's somewhere I've worked before, but it's all kind of changed hands. So, like, I know people. So that was interesting going for an interview because I really didn't know how to pitch it because I know people, but I don't know everyone.
Right.
So I kind of have to play a certain professional line, but obviously I have connections there that I know people personally and stuff, so it's an interesting one.
And the way you left it, I take it you didn't, like, smash the place up on the way out and give them all the bird?
No, and anybody that I may have felt that inclined towards has left. So that's positive, yep.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I've been in jobs before where I fantasised about that, especially when you know you're going and you're going somewhere else. I fantasised about the victory dance I would do and the, you know, sliding down the banisters while flipping them all off, that whole thing, and slamming the door. But actually what tends to happen is I burst into tears and tell them all how fantastic they are and how much I'm going to miss them. And that kind of is the truth for the most part. Do you know what I mean? You know, when you work with some people day in, day out, there's always going to be stuff. But actually... when it comes down to it, it's frightening moving on somewhere else.
It is. You kind of have to leave being the bigger person, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You kind of have to kind of be like, I'm going to be better than you today, or better than what I intended to be, at least.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I woke up this morning, you know.
I know what you mean. And while the fantasy is delicious and keeps you going for the, well, 3-4 weeks, however long it is, you have to sort of serve your time, when it comes down to it, you don't want to be that person. It hasn't happened yet. Let's see. Let's see, because I've got some excellent routines worked out.
it's still time.
Thanks, Giselle. Nice to hear from you. Good luck. Let me know when you get when they get back to you. And they better get back to you. Hi, Mark.
1 second, sorry, Kath.
Oh, sorry. What, have I caught you doing something you shouldn't be?
No, I was just doing a tweet.
All right, hang on a
listening.
Minute. Tell you what, we'll go and do some adverts and come back and you can tweet in absolute comfort.
Thanks.
All right, crack on. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Amy will ring you back and you can talk about whatever you want. Mark was texting earlier on and we interrupted him, but hopefully he's done his life admin now. Mark?
Hi.
Hiya. Was it a good one?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I can see your tweet. First day back at work. Wasn't interesting. Good to be back.
With a horrible picture.
But it's a good hat.
It's not even mine. It's one of the people I look after. He just got back from, like, Germany, which he brought back with him.
It's a good hat. It's like a fur trapper's hat.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Got those flaps keep your ears warm. Don't mock.
I'm not mocking.
I know you're not. Go on, tell me about your first day back then.
So we've been doing interviews for new staff.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that don't actually turn up to an interview and don't call to say we're not coming is ridiculous.
So what, you sat there like a lemon?
Yeah.
How many people did turn up out of the... And how many people were supposed to turn up and how many
so
people
meant
did?
To have, so we were meant to have 10.
Yeah.
And 3 turned up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was this position that you'd advertised?
It was just a support worker role.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Here's the thing, that's the sort of role that you need to be really enthusiastic and dedicated, and if you can't be bothered to turn up for the interview, it's probably not yeah. for you, is it? Maybe it's done you a favour.
I think it has, but a lot of them was probably just people that have applied on Indeed, just to kind of say they've applied for jobs.
Right.
That's the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah. My mum used to work in a hotel, and she said that would happen when they were sort of advertising housekeeping jobs, for example. She said, and then some people would turn up and they'd like not had a wash and they were wearing tracksuits and stuff. So obviously they would just come in to say that they'd been for an interview.
Yeah.
But...
So I've been meaning to ring up for a while, but I just haven't had the chance.
Come on.
So I wouldn't, because obviously Ian normally says I kill the vibes.
Yeah, we haven't even managed to crank up the vibe yet. So
what I was going to say to him, did you get my present? And then he was going to say, what present? I was going to say, the jar of good vibes I sent you.
Aha! It was an imaginary present.
Yeah. But what I called to say, isn't it strange, like, when you do go... So I knew one of the candidates today, and from what I know him to actually his interview person, it was totally different.
Really? Was he talking posh?
Yeah, he was talking posh, because he's one of these people who normally says, hey, up, duck. It was like, hello there. I was like, this is very strange.
Did you go with it or did you call him out?
No, I went with it and then I texted him after and said, what the beep was that?
How did he do apart from the poshness?
Well, he got the job, which was very strange because he spoke really, really posh. So when he actually does come to like an induction and he starts talking how he normally does, they're going to have a shock.
Well, force him to continue in this character for the rest of his career.
Yeah, that would be funny. Because I know some of the people that we support would rip him to sheds talking like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they take the mickey out of everyone, though, don't they?
Yeah, they know, like, no ways and graces with them.
No.
Or they would probably just take the mick out of him talking like that.
So are you working tonight and are you still doing the same thing where you have to sleep over?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had a good shift. It's been an interesting 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have your clients made you feel welcome?
Yep. It was quite nice, actually. One of them that doesn't normally talk to me,
yeah.
He said it's nice. I've only been off for 4 days. I had to put some manual leave in, and he said to me, it's nice to have you back.
Ah. Oh.
Because they've had some cover in, and I don't think they like them.
All right. So, comparison to the others, you're good, but the rest of the time, he's going to continue taking the mick out of you.
Yeah. That's normal.
Oh, well, it's nice to hear from you, Mark.
And you.
And not just because everyone else has been rubbish either. Nice to hear from you. 0344 499 1000 if you want to give us a ring. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello. What's going on now?
I know. I'm going to bring the show down again.
No, you're not, because you're going to tell me you've done something.
Oh, I wound somebody up over the shop.
No, that you've done something to make your world a bit bigger.
What? I told one of the girls.
No. Chris, come on. We've had this conversation. What, is this the third time?
Well, I. The only thing I said to her.
No, not that conversation. The conversation about you only ringing us up when you've done something to sort out the problems that you are kind of using this show to vent about.
No, I don't.
Oh, Chris, come on. Listen, I would be more than happy, right, to get you some phone numbers. I'll even do the phoning up for you and get them to ring you. But I got the feeling that at the moment you just tell them all to bog off.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
All right, then. So if I get in contact with someone who can help you a bit more with sort of getting out and about and finding your way around to places, and so you can be a bit more confident and come to things, you know, like when we're going to do the show near you and you were going to come and then
I didn't come to your show in Bath.
Yeah, because
in the summer.
Yeah, because
I shied away.
Yeah, so
I did.
Should we change it?
Bloody hell!
Just say yes, and I'll get someone to ring you up. But if you turn them down, I won't do anything else for you because you need to do this for yourself.
I was gutted that I didn't.
I know you were. So how do we make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, you said you got a show down in Cardiff. I'm not going to come.
You're going to come or no?
Pardon?
Are you going to come?
I'd like to.
Okay, so how are you going to make it happen?
I'll be mugged in Cardiff twice.
Yep. How are you going to make it happen? You know, because bad things have happened to a lot of people. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen again. Come on, Chris, seriously, I'm really rooting for you because I want you to make a change, because otherwise we're going to have to stop talking.
Oh, I know, you're right, Dan, man. I hope he's okay.
Yep.
Honestly.
Okay, but we're talking about you, Chris. So.
No, it's not about me.
Yeah,
it's about everybody
else.
No,
it is. This one's about you. This is about you, Chris. Are you going to make the phone call or am I going to do it for you? What's going to happen?
What do you mean? I know. I wish I was there. Oh, I brought
Chris,
the show down again.
No, you haven't.
I?
You haven't. But do you know what? Do you know what's frustrating?
What?
I've said something to you really simply twice now, and it's the same conversation we had yesterday and the one the day before,
yeah.
And you dodge it. How? Right. What are we going to do so that going outside isn't frightening for you anymore?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so what are we going to do about it? Shall I get someone who can give you some support? Or are you going to do it? Because you used to work there, right?
Pardon?
You used to work in that field, didn't you? Or was that a story?
It's not a bloody story.
Okay, was it true then? And is that why you won't phone them?
Yeah.
Okay, so phone them. And then let me know. All right, Chris.
All right, sorry, Catherine.
No, you don't need to apologise. No. Don't apologise. Do something. You can do this, Chris. 03444991000 if you want to give me a ring. That's kind of all I can say, isn't it? 03444991000. Hello, Pat and Clive.
Hi.
Hiya.
What are you doing? Oh. And how come I'm getting double teamed tonight?
Well, do you want to say, Clive?
Well, I've just picked up Pat from the open prison. He's been let out finally. The whole Alan Titmarsh thing has been swept under the carpet to some degree.
We can't talk about it, Clive.
I know. His probation officer said that's all we can say. But
right.
Alan's all right.
Yes, he didn't suffer much.
I saw he's got a new thing out called 50 Shades of Green. Would that be something that you would know about?
Not really. 50 Shades of what, Kat?
Green, not grey. I know.
Green finger, Kat. I don't know.
I hope so.
Kat, how are you? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I remember your dancing with glee. Do you still...
I wasn't allowed to dance in prison, Kat, because it used to turn the men on. So that had to stop. So, but what we wanted... Oh, go on, Clive. Clive wants to say something, because, you know, I don't want to take over.
Go on.
He still gets pen pal letters from the Screws, don't you, Pat?
Yes. Well, listen, tell Kat why we're ringing.
Well, we're actually in a day's inn, just outside of London, near Leicester.
Oh.
And we're gonna get the coach down.
Right, in about 20 minutes.
It's about 20 minutes. We're going to get the coach down. We're going to come into the studio.
Yeah.
And help you out, because, you're a lady, you're only a lady, and there's all them buttons to press, and, you know, with Ian not being here, I think you might get a bit confused. What do you think, Pat?
Do you want me to come down and twiddle the knobs, Kat?
I thought we'd had a conversation about that through, like, legal letters.
Oh, sorry, Kat.
Yeah.
So, you want us to come down?
Yeah.
We'll be there in about an hour and a half.
Do you know where we are?
No.
Yeah, it's LBC, Leicester Square.
Right, write that down.
Leicester Square, London town, and say they know all about it. It's all fixed. Just go wafting in.
I've made some garlic scotch eggs. Would you like me to bring you some?
Beautiful.
Oh, how did you make those, Clive?
I bought some eggs.
Yes.
Some sausage meat.
Yes.
Some garlic.
Oh.
And then I rolled the eggs. I boiled the eggs.
Yeah.
Then I rolled them in the sausage meat.
Oh.
And then I broke up some digestive biscuits. Rolled the egg and the sausage meat in the digestive biscuits. And then inserted bulbs of garlic.
Did you see Mary Berry do this?
Fanny Craddock.
Fanny. Listen, Kath, I'm moving in with Clive.
Oh, that'll be nice, won't it?
So yeah. You can hear from us lot.
That'll be lovely. When did you make it official, you two?
Well, we can't, because the DWP will be on to us.
I'm very sad at the moment, Kath, because my mum left me. You remember when I was ringing up to audition for Annie and I was dancing and stuff?
Yeah.
After that, my mum took my life savings and went off to Nigeria.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she met the... president's nephew online on an email,
yeah,
and he was going to give her $30 million.
Oh, that's romantic.
So, I know. We're still looking for her, though. The British consulate are quite desperate now.
Yeah.
I've had to move up with Clive, and now I'm out of prison. He very kindly has taken me in, Kat. Yeah.
But that'll be nice, because she wasn't massively supportive of your dreams, was she?
Not at all, Kat. There's still another... I'm going to apply next year for Britain's Got Talents, and I've definitely got plate spinning that I've got.
Memories.
No, can you stop this? My moment. Oh. Just shush. Kath, is this nice?
It's lovely.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thanks very much.
Considering, you know, Ian's not there to do most of it.
Yeah, and the ovaries in that get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
You've still got them, then?
So far, so good. Last time I checked.
Excellent.
Still packing.
My problems haven't subsided.
Oh,
no. Is this your weakness?
My prolapse.
Oh, yes.
But now you've got someone who can punch you back up.
Oh, yeah. She's naughty, isn't she? Always has been.
Oh, she's naughty without Ian.
Clive got a prolapsed anus when he was in Morrison's.
Oh, no. How inconvenient. Which aisle?
I made a big splash instead.
Hey, I've heard that if you if your waters go in John Lewis, they give you vouchers. How did it work out in Morrison's?
Not very good. I'm bad out of 437 stores. The trouble was, it was right next to the fish counter, and I didn't notice for 3 hours.
What, they thought it was an eel?
Okay.
I know. Listen, while you're doing this, you're not coming over, so get in that cab or whatever you're doing. You're going to walk it. What are you going to do? Megabus?
We've got the coach coming.
I will ring you in about an hour and a half, Kat.
Brilliant. Can't wait to see you.
Okay, lots of love.
Bye, LBC, Leicester Square. Don't forget. 03444991000. That'd be nice, won't it, when they turn up. Hello, Alistair.
Oh, good evening, Kath.
What's going on with you?
Are you okay today?
I'm all right. It's weird being here on my own. And this office is very quiet, it turns out, when you can, like, I can go to and from the bathroom without someone jumping out at me. The air smells fragrant. Mm. You know, but I do miss the old fella.
Oh, well, indeed.
He'll be back.
Because at the end of the week, so I suppose you get a little bit more tireder towards the end of the week?
A bit, yeah. Mondays I'm normally fine. There's a gradual decline towards the end of the week, but I was lucky today. Well, right, here's the boring story. So about 8:30, just as I was about to take my kids out to school, we get a message from the school saying that the water's out in both of them, and so the kids are off school today. Hooray! The stuff that dreams are made of. Sorry?
Was it the flooding or
no?
Just no water?
Burst water main.
Oh, gosh.
So the kids are living the dream. There's no school today. It's like, this, you know, this, exactly like Christmas has come early. Thankfully, I don't do a proper job and I'm going to be around. I do wonder how the other mums and dads coped when they were sort of probably one foot out of the door. But anyway, so I had the kids this morning where normally what I do is I sleepwalk them to school and then go get back in bed. Thankfully, my parents are now... Well, my dad's retired, so he heard what had happened. He came over and rescued me and took the kids out for the afternoon. So I've had a decent kip, so I'm not feeling too bad.
Brilliant.
But normally, by this time of the week, yeah, I'm absolutely cream-crackered.
Brilliant. Anyway, I want to congratulate you on your musical choice at the head of the show.
Oh, you haven't heard the rest of them yet, but go on.
Well, that one was all right. I've got the 12-inch of it.
Boasting now.
So, do you want to buy it off me?
No, I wouldn't want to part you from your 12 inches. It's very important. How long have you had that, then?
Oh, I bought it when it first came out.
Because it's a weird song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got elements of Midsummer in it, hasn't it, really? You know, sort of, you know, that kind of dancing around poles, and that's all about kind of... you know, spirits of the earth and everything. It's the safety dance. It's about being safe from the bad spirits, I think.
I thought... Right.
It's a good tune, though.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And how are you keeping today?
Yeah, not bad. What's been happening. So I've not been going to some meetings because I'm doing the thing where... with my depression, I tend to withdraw into myself a bit.
Yeah.
And, but that's kind of okay because what I can do is also, I'm wondering, same, similar to Ian, sort of recharge my batteries by sort of dropping some of the other things in my life. So all I have to do is worry about, you know, getting out of the dressing gown and putting some clothes on, and I need to go and get the milk.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I've got to get organised tomorrow. I've got to go and see my brief tomorrow about things. So that'll be good to see what she's got to say. And everything else is fine. I'm hopefully going to get back on the horse, as it were.
But there's no rush.
Next week,
there's no rush, is there?
No. No, going to the meetings, and I normally go to 3 a week, so I'd like to get back on that thing.
Do you feel do you find that you start to miss it and you start to feel different?
Yeah, you tend to, certainly with me, you get such a, people in AA call it a medicine, the actual meeting itself.
Yeah.
And when you stop going, that you tend to drift a little bit.
Yeah.
In your mind, so it's important I get back and do that thing. But
but at this point, it sounds like you're doing the right thing. In you know, first of all, make sure you're all right. Make sure you're not too tired, and that you're not overfaced with life, because that's not good.
Well, that's it. Anyway, I've got a childish thing to end with, Kath. If you'd like,
you astonish me. Go on.
It's very childish, okay, but and I think that you might kind of be aware of some of this working with Ian. can I say farting?
Yep.
on the radio. It's an F word I actually can use. Right. Yes. I think that I want to nominate, I don't know if any other listeners out there want to add to this, I want to nominate the worst smelling fart based on what I've eaten.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So what this is, and I know that Ian said he liked his Brussels the other night, Brussels sprout crisps.
I didn't realise there was such a thing.
Yeah. Made by a very prominent crisp manufacturer.
Right. And do they taste like... What do they... they taste like Brussels sprouts?
Well, there's a little taste of Brussels sprout. They come in like a Christmas pack, so it's got like turkey and bacon flavour and this flavour, and it's got Brussels sprout flavour. But the smell of the wind after I've eaten the crisp is absolutely horrendous, Kath.
Well, thanks for the warning.
So, I mean, it's got the two worst things. I mean, crisps, in their own right, you know, bad wind. And then, obviously, you've got the sprout essence going on as well.
Gosh, that stuff must be super concentrated. Well, thanks for sharing. I mean, not literally, because it sounds like sharing in this case is not caring. But thanks for letting me know, because those crisps sound like a lot of fun, but the fun has to be bought and paid for, and it sounds like that people around you will be the ones paying.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.